have to become personal. You know, sometimes we're just singing and it's out there. Oh, we're singing it as a group, you know, as a church body. But when you make it personal, that's what really makes it real. You're not going to have victory if you don't take it in personally. You know, you can sing all you want, but if you're not being faithful, and that's this week, that's what the Lord's been talking to me about. Like he said, if I go to heaven, what is the main words that's going to be asked of me or told? Well done, my good and faithful servant. So I say, okay, Lord, what do I have to do to be faithful? That's tough. Like Nikki's talking about, life is hard. We get hit and bombarded by everything that comes our way. And the enemy, I wanted to read a scripture that jumped out. I heard it this morning. With Eve in the garden, we have to remember that sometimes the enemy will use good things to draw us away. I can think back in my life so many times, what did the enemy try to use to pull me away from God? Man, we could name all kinds of things. I have an honor, my father's here today. From my being a baby, I was growing up in church, and I knew Jesus at an early age. And my dad had been through so many things in his life, but the number one key was he was faithful. Faithful, 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 and that was drilled into us. No matter what we went through, no matter when we were sick or everything challenged that came in our lives, money problems, you know, every issue, he taught us to be faithful. And that's what we want to hear when we get to that place. Well done, my good and faithful servant. It's not what you did, you know, not all these works, not how good you're a speaker, not how much money you gave to the church. That's nothing. But it's our faithfulness to him is that what he's looking at. How faithful are you in the word? How faithful are you in praying with him? How faithful are you in treating others? You know what I'm saying? But it's not letting the enemy come and steal. Because here, and I'm going to read Genesis 3, chapter and verse 6. It says, and when the woman saw that the tree was good, ooh, that looked good. Good fruit. I love pink lady apples. Those are good. Suitable and pleasant for food, and that it was delightful to look at, and the tree to be desired in order to make one wise. Remember, this is the enemy putting that in front of her. She took of its fruit and ate, and she gave some also to her husband, and he ate. Then the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves apron-like girdles. So see how many things the enemy will bring your way. It could be money. I see so many people, that's all they live for. And that takes them away from what? Take you away from church. Take you away from serving other people. Okay? I've had even a girlfriend distracted me from growing in the Lord. I'd start, you know, I was in a backslidden state, and then all of a sudden this girl came along. I stopped reading my Bible. I stopped talking to the Lord. And then where'd I end up? Then I was crushed, and I just saw how the enemy used that to distract me. Something that looked good and I thought was right pulled me away from him. It can be sports, and a big one is job. You can be a workaholic and take you from the kingdom of God. That becomes an excuse then. Oh, I got to work today. See what I'm saying? So things that can look good and be desirable and seem to help your life naturally will bring you down spiritually. So that's why, one, the scripture says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Meaning we have to go after that. We have to really dig in. We have to discipline ourselves. We don't get paid to come to church, do we? But I'm definitely going to be on my job because I'm making money. See? So what's more important? Is it my job or is it church? Being with God's people, getting fed. And it's like eating breakfast. Did y'all eat breakfast this morning? No? Some do, some don't. I feel better if I do. Usually I don't during the week. But the same with the word. This is the bread. I try to get into it once a day. It keeps me inspired. It keeps me going. It keeps my faith going. And I think the message this morning is, have your eyes open to what the enemy is trying to distract you and pull you away from getting close to the Lord and feeling his presence. You can feel his presence everywhere. I can be driving in my work van and be listening into Christian music, and I can be praying and feeling the presence of God, but there's nothing like being in a corporate setting together, because who knows what's going to happen in our future, that maybe we have to meet in homes. Maybe we can't meet at church. The things that are coming on, it's sad. But we have to bind together and be together. That's what the scripture talks about. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, especially as you see the day approaching. And what day that is, we don't know. But you can see little things happening more and more, trying to take our rights away and wanting to put more pressure on the church and ministers. So I think that's the main message today. Be faithful, be strong, keep your eyes open to what the enemy's trying to do, be alert, and lean on one another to help one another. Call one another. I need prayer today. I need encouragement today. And be sensitive to other people's needs in their life, especially spiritually. So don't let the enemy speak to you. The more you have the word up here, the more he can't penetrate. And that's it, putting on the whole armor of God. So when he does come and try to shoot a dart at you, that you don't have any weak areas. And it usually starts up here with discouragement, anger, pride. We heard a message yesterday about why don't we receive healings. The three main reasons was pride, unforgiveness, and anger. We get angry at God. Why? But that's where the faithfulness comes in. We cannot give up. Because I've had times where I've had to wait for healings. I've had instant healings, miracles, and I've had some that's had to wait. During that time, a waiting period was very hard. But the key is faithfulness. And that's what he looks for in all of us. So, God bless you today. Have a wonderful day. And just pray for one another. Keep every one of you lifted up in prayer. And thank you. Hallelujah.